Spirit Radio Podcasts.
You're listening to Spirit Radio. It is Saturday Magazine with Jackie. And, you know, I don't think I've ever seen so many people out walking and cycling as ever before in the past few months. It's just been incredible. And I think with lockdown, people are wanting to socialize, they're wanting to exercise and get outdoors. And we all know outdoors just lifts the mood. And between the increased popularity of outdoor sport and the online platform craze of TikTok that is known for its entertaining video post, it's all been really popular. It's really, really starting to popularize our next quest sports industry, which is roller skating. So on the line to tell us more, we have Robert Naughton. He's the founder of Skate Ireland, Skate Life Ireland. And you're very welcome to the show this morning, Robert.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
Great. I mean, Robert, do you think it's because that people are getting outdoors more, with the, people being under the restrictions and lockdowns and trying to get outdoors and exercise? Do you think that's what's creating this craze, or what's doing it?
There's definitely a massive raise in skating, like all over the country. I think it's a couple of big things put together, one of them being definitely TikTok and social media seems to be the biggest reason people are finding skating. I also think that people are probably have always been interested and now just have the free time to get out. I think that's mainly why there's a rise in all kinds of sports. It's all the free time everybody has.
Yeah. I mean, I remember back when I was a kid in the 70s and 80s, roller skating was a massive thing. Like, we would go to the roller skating rink every weekend. I mean, I grew up in a small town, so it was like the only thing to do. But we had so much fun. It's a lot of fun, isn't it?
That's it, yes. And I think, like, at the moment, all of the skate shops are having difficulty with stock.
Really?
Skate parks. Wow. Skate parks by my house have become very, very busy. I think it just seems to have caught on, and like all trends, it seems to have grown very quickly.
Yeah. Now, you've been rollerblading a lot longer since way before lockdown. How did you get involved? When did you first become interested in roller skating?
I originally became interested in roller skating through my mother. My mother was a artistic roller skating while she was living in the States.
Cool.
And got married, moved to Ireland, and there weren't really any rinks over here. So she decided to bring us to the ice rink up in Dundalk. Now, the ice rink in Dundalk closed in about 2010, so I was going to the rink in Dundalk for a couple of years. But when it closed, we basically went looking other places, and we found a new roller rink had just opened up on the Long Mile Road under the name of Spin Roller Disco. So
cool
it
name.
Was kind of that the closing of one opening changed me into the roller skating.
Yeah.
And just ended up staying with it. Spin has since closed, and a new rink on the Long Mile Road opened up called The Rink at D12. So that's where we skate at the moment.
Oh, I think I like the other name better. Yeah, but that's really cool. So you went from ice skating to roller skating. And now we know that cycling and outdoor sports have become very popular since COVID. But chat to us about the do's and don'ts in learning to roller skate outdoors, because it's different when you put the wheels underneath your feet.
Yes, it's a little bit different. The biggest things that I would say for people going outdoors is if you have quad skates, usually there's a toe stop on the front. So whenever you're outside, you want to raise that up as high as you can, just for bumps and things like that. Also, getting things like softer wheels, outdoor wheels, will make it easier if you're coming from somebody who's been skating indoors an awful lot. The other big thing I'd say is a lot of people kind of get bogged down about trying to find nice flat places to skate, and then they almost use it as an excuse not to skate in their area. Just take it nice and slow, and with a bit of practice you can skate pretty much anywhere.
Okay. And how important is it to have the knee pads and the helmet and all that stuff?
The safety equipment is always important, and obviously I'd recommend it to anybody who's just starting off. The biggest thing when it comes to safety equipment is just do whatever makes you feel comfortable. Wrist guards, I think, are pretty much a necessary, something that you need. As far as the helmet and the knee pads go, you can put on as much protection or as little. It's whatever makes you feel comfortable.
Okay. And do you have any advice for somebody that's just learning to skate? Like, how could you learn? Are there videos they can watch online? Any good tutorials out there?
So there's a lot of tutorials out there. It's very difficult to try and find the good stuff from the bad stuff. So I try and recommend people to stay away from the videos. And instead of wasting their time watching all these videos, just get out there and start skating. Because the more time you spend at it, the better. The biggest thing that I recommend to everyone, the very first thing we teach at any of the classes that we do, we say, oh no, go low. Anytime you feel like you're going to fall,
that's a good one.
Put your weight forward and you go as close down to the ground. You bend your knees, get all the way down to the ground.
Less
that'll help you from falling. Yeah,
yeah, less space to fall in, so it's easier.
Yeah.
So
safety equipment is all good, but my main thing is just to take the initiative and go do it,
and just get out there and do it. Now, you mentioned that there is indoor skating with COVID restrictions and all that. Are people still skating indoors, or is that off for the moment?
So the skating rinks closed officially there again when we went from stage 2 to stage 3 in Dublin. There is a rink in Limerick, I believe they're still operating on lower numbers. Other than that, there isn't many rinks left in Ireland. There was a rink in Cork. They closed down due to difficulties with numbers. So I think most people have moved outdoors within the last couple of weeks.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, and you can do it outdoors, and it's fun, and it's a good thing to do, isn't it?
It is, yeah. You can definitely skate outdoors. Obviously, in Ireland, we have the weather is always messing with us. But it's definitely a fun thing to do if you have any kind of a park near where you live, or you can go to, there's a lot of groups in Dublin that have formed over the lockdown. The people who used to skate indoors are now moving to the outdoors. You have groups like the Dublin Rollers. The newest group I've seen in Dublin is called the Quad Squad. So they're usually gaming around the convention center.
That's cool. That sounds like a lot of fun, actually. You know, I mentioned, you know, that I used to skate back in the 70s and 80s, and back then the big thing was to skate to the disco music. What kind of music do people skate to today?
It's, I think, the disco music, the 80s kind of definitely still would be prevalent. I mean, it's almost a stereotype at this point. People think roller skating and they think 80s music. And that would be true, but at the same time, you can skate to any music you like. Myself, I listen to a variety of music from classic to heavy metal. So I think no different from what you would listen to in normal, you can listen to us skating.
Yeah, that's a nice range too. So anything really. And so you mentioned a few groups out there. If people are looking to get involved, what websites or social media pages would you recommend for them?
If people are trying to get involved, there are a lot of groups around. There's a lot of small groups all over Dublin, Ireland. There's groups in Cork, like the East Coast Rollers. You have, again, the groups in Limerick. So it's hard to kind of find all of the groups, hence why I started up the Skate Life Ireland Facebook page a couple of years ago, and we're currently working on setting up a website and that. And it's just to try and help make it easier for people to find groups near where they live.
Excellent. That sounds like an excellent service. So they can just hop onto Facebook, can they, and find you there, and you can connect them with whoever that's in their area.
Yes. So as in Dublin, there's the Dublin Rollers are a good inline group. There's the Quad Squad, which are a newer group. They may seem to be mostly quad skaters. But if anybody wants any further contact or any further information, if they just contact myself through the Skate Life Ireland page, or just put up a post on the page, oh, is anyone skating in Waterford? Or it's just it seems to be a good way to find people in your area.
Excellent. Robert, thank you so much for coming on and telling us about what's happening with this new trend. And it sounds like a lot of fun. I might even be inspired to put on my skates again. I don't know. It's giving me all the good memories are flooding back. Thanks, Robert.
Oh, you definitely should. We will see you skating around.
There you go. Thanks, Robert, so much for coming on this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. That's Robert Naughton. He's the founder of Skate Life Ireland. What a great idea. You can get in touch with him on Facebook, and he'll tell you what's happening in your area. Thank him so much for coming on and speaking to us today.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.